Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and we would like to include your responses. First of all, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
And what do you think is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Gun issues.
I know all are important, but the most important? I'm sorry, what?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I have a short list, okay? And maybe you are familiar with one of them. I have economy, taxes, education, healthcare, moral or social issues, environment, crime and drugs, or other issues.
Taxes,
okay? And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? What do you think
pollution.
Is the most important? I'm sorry?
Pollution.
Okay, air pollution. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Would you repeat that?
Yeah, the most important or pressing environmental issue but facing Minnesota. Okay, and using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how will you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one is agriculture and farming. Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Medical manufacturing. Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Good.
Forest products.
Good.
Good. Refining. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Mining?
Poor.
Electric utilities?
Fair.
Okay. And now, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? Environmental groups? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
County land department?
Fair.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Fair.
Forest and timber industries.
Fair.
And the last one, U.S. Forest Service.
Fair.
Thank you. And how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Very important.
And how significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat, not too significant, or not at all?
Somewhat.
And each year trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested? And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 70s?
Fewer.
Fewer. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Yes.
And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive impact, no impact, or negative?
Very impacted.
But positive or negative?
Positive.
Positive. Okay. And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Not.
No. And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county land that are not park or wilderness areas or not? Areas, or not?
Not.
No. And some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making woods and paper products, or not?
I think it's favorable.
Okay, so, yes.
Yes.
Do you feel it will be a good idea? Okay. And do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chip, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products for Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
And do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry?
No.
No. And do you consider yourself... Oh, sorry. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
And the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of these economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Major.
A major, okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We are 75% now, and thank you so much for your time. Like many industries, Minnesota forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose? Support? Okay. And the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making a $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operation and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. So the question is, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industry? Support or oppose? Okay. And lastly, this is the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. I'm going to read you a short component of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Just four. The first one is create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producer and mills. Support or oppose?
Support.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Support.
And last two, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
And the last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Support.
And finally, just a few questions about you and your household, and we're done. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
High school.
And what is your age, 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Thank you. And how will you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Small town.
Okay. And is your annual household income below $25,000? Between $25,000 to $50,000? $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000 or $100,000 or more?
Below $25,000.
Okay. And do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
And in which one of the following categories will you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional, trade or business owner, a white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, homemaker, student, or not employed?
Retail.
Okay. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Something else.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.